socialism versus privatism. I don't know if that's even a word, but you know how they're in the USA, they're privatizing a lot of things, and we're the only developed, the United States is the only developed country that has a for-profit medical / healthcare industry. And I think that capitalism has no place in healthcare, and I know I've said that before, but I want to talk in a slightly different way about it, which is that I believe in democracy, and I think that in the United States, supposedly it's a democracy, but I don't think it actually is, because really, the wealthy elite actually run the country. And a democracy is supposed to be we the people for the people, and the government is supposed to serve society as a whole, and all of us supposedly can vote and we have a say in what's going on. But when you have the Congress and the Senate and lobbyists all giving each other money and paying each other off and trying to get deals made, and this whole healthcare reform thing is kind of absurd and ridiculous to me. Because I've heard that supposedly in 4 years, I don't know why it's going to take 4 years, but in 2014, they're going to make it so that insurance companies can't deny you health care or deny you the medical care that you need for pre-existing conditions. But who's going to enforce that? And Michael Moore has actually said recently in the media that punishment that an insurance company gets for refusing to give you health care, and if they say, well, we don't cover that, you have a pre-existing condition, it's too expensive, we don't cover it, they only have to pay $100 a day fine. And so if you need like really expensive surgery, it's cheaper for the health care company to just pay the $100 a day fine, and then you have to sue them to try to get what you want. So that's really not how it should work. So I was going to say socialism versus privatization, because when you have corporations that are run, you know, it's fine if a company is trying to sell goods and services and they want to make a profit and they're selling you a product. But when it comes to selling you your life, I mean, this is medical, like the fact that people need surgery, people get cancer and they need surgery, women have children. I know a friend of mine, actually, she had a C-section in a hospital, and her plan was to have natural childbirth, and she ended up having to have a C-section, and it was $30,000. So now she's $30,000 in debt. Now that is absurd and ridiculous, and if she lived in England, her bill would be zero, because it's National Health Service. Basically, in England and Canada and a lot of European countries, you pay really high taxes as a citizen, but you get health care and you don't have to choose an insurance company. And in fact, if you don't like the national health insurance that comes from the government, then you can spend extra money and get private insurance. So there's still choices. And I do have a friend in England and a friend in Holland and a friend in Norway, and I've asked them all questions about the pros and cons of their socialized healthcare, and all three of these women have told me really positive things about the healthcare that they get, and there's no bill, you know, or it's very low. And I also, another thing that upsets me about America, the USA, is that if you're a foreigner and you get injured in the US, your socialized health care from your home country doesn't matter. And so you actually have to just pay. And I know that it's not that way. If you're an American and you get injured in Europe, you actually get to go to the hospital and you are charged nothing or a very low fee. I know somebody that got injured in Scotland. She twisted her ankle really badly and they just took her to a local clinic and she got pain medicine and she got bandaged up. And they x-rayed her to make sure she was okay, and she was all prepared to pay. And they're like, no, this is socialized healthcare. You don't have to pay. Don't worry about it. And she felt weird not paying anything. And then other countries, they just charge you like 20 or 30 euros when you need something. And another person that I know in Northern Ireland got her foot was run over by a car, and she broke her toe or a small bone in her foot, and she needed a cast. And the same thing, they rushed her to the hospital, and she didn't even have to fill out any paperwork, you know. And she showed them her passport. She's like, I'm an American citizen. And they're like, well, that's okay. It doesn't matter. We have socialized health care, so don't worry about it. We're just going to fix you up. And they gave her pain medication. They put a cast on her. They x-rayed her, put a cast on her. And that's an example right there of socialized medicine that actually works. And that was in Northern Ireland. And then another person I know, this dad has a son, and they went to Spain, and the son, I guess, fell off his bike and cut himself and needed stitches. And he was like, his dad was really nervous, like, uh-oh, we got to get an ambulance, we got to take my son to the hospital, uh-oh, this is going to be expensive because he's used to the whole American way. And they rushed him in an ambulance to this hospital in Spain, I think it was in Barcelona, Spain. And they actually weren't going to charge him anything for the hospital ride, for the stitches, for the bandages, and for the pain medication or whatever they gave him. And so he actually said, please let me pay you something. And they're like, well, this is socialized health care. Don't worry. Our taxes and government pays for this. This is just built in society. No big deal. But he ended up paying them like $120. You know, he said, please let me give you something, you know, for all the work you've done. And so those are examples of three different Americans that I know that went to different European countries and got injured and were able to use, as foreigners, travelers, they were able to actually use the socialized health care. So basically, socialized health care for foreigners, and if you're an American in Europe and you get injured, you can use their, it's not only socialized for, you know, usable by entire society for the natives of the European countries, also foreigners and travelers can also take advantage and use, in a good way, use the service, because it's just basic human decency. And then, okay, turn the tables. If you're a European and you're in the United States and you get injured, you're going to be billed for it, and you're probably going to be billed a lot for it. And so Europeans that come here and get injured are probably shocked at how high the bill is, because it's like, we don't have socialized health care in the United States. We have capitalistic health care that's very expensive, and it's profit-driven. And I know that being a doctor is hard because there's lawsuits and malpractice suits, and there's all this like suing going on in the United States. And it's just basically our whole system in the United States, our healthcare system, is so screwed up. It's so convoluted and confusing and chaotic. And in a lot of the European countries, it's very streamlined. There's not as much paperwork. And, you know, if you quit your job or change your job, your healthcare just stays the same. So it's so much easier. And I'm actually appalled at the fact that United States, we already spend more money than other countries, and we don't cover everybody. And in other countries, they spend less money, like Canada and most European countries and England and Scotland and all of France, Germany, you know, Norway. They already spend less per capita than the United States does, and they cover everyone. And my friend in Norway says that you're basically charged a sliding scale. It's mostly very low cost, and your taxes pay for most of it. But if you need like really serious surgery, then you pay like a sliding fee, but it's not very much, and it depends on how much money you make. And if you're unemployed or homeless, you can go to the hospital in Norway and you get care, and you're not billed for it. If you can't pay anything, you're not charged, and they actually give you surgery or medicine or whatever you need, and they help you out. So that's basically what socialized healthcare is. It's like when you go to the library and you check out a book, everybody in the community gets to use the library, and our tax dollars pay for it. So it's socialized, basically. It's cooperative. Everybody in society gets to use it and benefit from it. And the same thing with the fire department. The fire department and the library, those are socialized things. Healthcare should also be socialized. It's just a basic human right to be able to go to the doctor, and you shouldn't be told that it's too expensive for us. It's too expensive for us to take care of you. And then there's millions and millions of dollars put into war and defense and military and weapons. And I don't for a minute feel like that protects me and my security in this country. I don't believe that. And also it's just too expensive for us to invade other countries and do what we do. And so it seems like the U.S. government is run by bankers and, you know, financial mafia type people. Basically, people that are very wealthy run the government. And the government does whatever the wealthy people or people with real power say. And it should be the opposite. The government should be serving society as a whole, you know? And so I think it's really screwed up. And I will say that I live in Seattle, Washington, United States of America, and I'm thankful that, I don't know about other parts of the USA, but in Seattle we do have some sliding scale health clinics and dental clinics, and I myself am so far a low income freelance artist. I work as a figure model at different art schools around Seattle, and I sell my artwork off and on here and there. And so my income kind of fluctuates up and down, and I don't have any insurance. I'm very skeptical of paying a monthly fee to a company that's making a profit and not knowing if they're going to deny me care or say yes or no to me. So I'm skeptical of paying for insurance with a private, again, for-profit company. I would happily pay a non-profit organization that clearly tells me what it will cover and what it will not cover. But I am thankful that I can go to a low-income sliding scale clinic and get services, and go to like Planned Parenthood and get low-income sliding scale gynecological care, and I've gone to a low-income clinic for dental work. So we do actually, so far in Washington, have a budget for low-income social services and medical care. And I hope that that stays. I hope this new healthcare so-called reform doesn't eliminate the budget for that. I hope that continues. And I hope someday that we can have single payer in the United States that would actually lessen the cost. Because this new healthcare reform bill scares me because they're talking about how they're going to put so much more money into it. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, we could be spending less money. We could be cutting the budget and get more services because we waste a lot of money on administrative costs and extra paperwork that doesn't need to be done. And so the system should be streamlined, I think. Less paperwork and more actual medical care for people, and less people sitting in offices making profits off saying yes and no to people with paperwork. And I also know that the CEOs of many private health insurance companies, one of them makes like $12 million. And the average worker makes only $40,000 at some of these health insurance companies. So $40,000 salary versus $12 million salary. Now that is capitalism at its worst, if you ask me. I don't think anybody needs to make $12 million a year, especially when people at the bottom only make $40,000. And there's all these people that can't even afford health care. And I know for a fact that in Canada and France and even Mexico and Cuba, they spend a lot less money on their health care industry because it's non-profit. And they cover every single citizen, rich, poor, middle class, old, young, whatever. They cover everyone. And they spend less than the United States. So really, the United States could spend less than it already spends and cover everyone in the country. And it would be nice if Europeans got injured, if they could just come and use our socialized health care, because when Americans go to Europe, we get to use their socialized health care. So it's just basic, like, humane, friendly, international diplomacy, human rights. You know, as humans, I think we've evolved enough so that we could actually be more civilized worldwide. So thanks for listening. My name is Shannon Kringen. And I do video performance art weekly, TV show, and YouTube clips called Goddess Kring. And you can go to my website, shannonkringen.com. If you want to email me, just click on contact, or contact me in LiveJournal, Twitter, Facebook, etc. Or you can snail mail me, Shannon Kringen, P.O. Box 20355. Seattle, Washington, 98102, USA. Thanks for listening.